Across Australia, the flu season has arrived in force, and specialists say this year's strain is brutal. It's not just doctors' waiting rooms that are feeling the impact. Workplaces are being hit hard by the numbers of sick. Sarah White reports.
It's a chilly morning in Sydney as people walk to work, including Justin, who's employed at PricewaterhouseCoopers. He says the office has been unusually quiet.
Yeah, we had a real spate of people off sick about a week or so ago, and it seems to be quite early as well in the flu season. So,
Justin, who works in human resources, says he also fell victim to the flu.
I first got it about 3 weekends ago, and then I was off sick for a whole week 2 weeks ago, and last week I did come into work. The doctor said I wouldn't be contagious, but I just did find it a bit of a struggle, and then again I've just rested up all weekend. So it's been about 3 weeks since I guess mid-May basically, but yeah, it just really knocked me for six this year. So no, I was very weak basically most of the time. So
it's not just the offices hit hard, though plenty of people struggle on.
You run a local coffee shop here. Have you noticed there's been more people coughing or spluttering than normal?
Yeah, definitely. Not so much that they've been telling me so, but a lot of people coming to and from work, I have noticed.
Do you think more than usual?
Yeah, definitely. My girlfriend's work at the moment, they've always got someone off constantly.
Professor William Rawlinson is a senior medical virologist for New South Wales Health. He says the flu strain this year has been unforgiving.
And we've seen a very early start. That's the first thing. We've seen almost twice as many cases in January, February, and overall to date in May, we've seen about as many cases of influenza as in total we saw in 2018.
There have been more than 100 people who have died so far from the flu this year, and experts are expecting the number of flu cases to peak between July and September. He says people need to take the flu seriously.
If you're coughing or if you think you have influenza, ring your GP, don't go out. If you think you've got the flu, you should stay home from work. If you're coughing, you should cough into your elbow, use a tissue, put it in. So all those simple prevention things. The second thing, and most importantly, is to vaccinate. Vaccination does prevent the flu. So far this year, we've had a good match of the vaccine. And of course, if somebody does think they've contracted influenza, there are antivirals available. They're available through your GP, and it's important to have them within the first couple of days of getting symptoms.
New South Wales Health Senior Medical Virologist Professor William Rawlinson ending that report from Sarah White.